Trump unleashes Twitter attack on elderly man injured by police at Buffalo protest. By Breitbart News on June 9, 2020. President Donald Trump made the unsubstantiated claim in a tweet Tuesday morning that Martin Gugino, the 75-year-old protester injured after being pushed by Buffalo police last week, could be an Antifa provocateur who had used a scanner on police equipment and had faked his fall, based on a no-on report. Video of the incident, which had been viewed over 80 million times as of Tuesday morning, went viral last week. The president tagged the One America News Network, ONN, in his tweet, but did not include any specific link. Though he may have been referring to video of an ONN report that had been viewed over 100,000 times as of 10:30 a.m. EDT on Tuesday. As Breitbart News reported last week, the two officers involved in the incident were suspended without pay, which prompted 57 members of the Buffalo Police Department emergency response team to resign in protest. The officers, Robert McCabe, 32, and Aaron Torgalski, 39, were charged with felony assault and turned themselves in on Saturday morning. The district attorney in Buffalo referred to Gugino as a harmless 75-year-old man. Gugino, who was hospitalized in serious but stable condition as of Monday, is a veteran political activist. The New York Post noted that he is a longtime peace activist and gentle person, according to friends. He was arrested at the White House in 2012 during a protest against the Guantanamo Bay prison facility. He appears to have deleted his social media accounts.